Life sciences is a broad term being used for drug research, medical devices, as well as a lot of basic biological science at the state's universities. It depends a lot on government funding and venture capital, and both of those are starting to shrink. One example is called the Life Sciences Discovery Fund. It was a signature project of Governor Chris Gregoire when she took office in 2005. It directs a portion of the legal settlement with tobacco companies into a research fund. The director is Lee Huntsman, and he touted some successes at the annual meeting of Washington's Biotech Association.
Dr. Diane Cook at Washington State University leads a team that's developing a very thoughtful approach to simple sensors coupled with sophisticated software to create a smart home environment, to allow citizens, especially senior citizens who need that kind of attention, to remain in their homes longer.
The idea is to electronically monitor people who otherwise have to move to assisted living homes. In the past, grants from the Life Sciences Fund were for several million dollars each to top scientists around the state. But the funding went from $32 million a year down to $4.5 million, as the legislature redirected it to other healthcare programs. The same thing is likely to happen to federal research programs next year. And to make matters worse, investors have been shying away from biotech companies. They can see it's getting harder for new drugs to pass safety reviews, and there's less appetite for expensive drugs. Washington has about 33,000 people working in this sector. To thrive in the near future, experts are urging them to collaborate and go after funding as teams. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.